Right, good morning. Sort of lean across there today to be able to reach you. My ear is a bit bunged up, so if you have an answer, shout it out good and clear. Now, Costa Concordia. What is that? Costa Concordia. Got it, Stan?
The name of a coffee shop followed by...
Very close to my heart, that answer would normally be. Not on this occasion. No, the Costa Concordia. Think of the oceans. Think of the sea. Is that a clue? Stanley.
Constellations of oceans. All of the oceans.
You're feeling around there, you're trying me out. No. Think what floats on the sea, on the oceans, or at least should do. Molly, it is a boat. Now, why has this particular boat been in the news over the last month? Has Grace got it?
Because it crashed.
Anybody tell me a little bit about this boat and how it came to crash? We've still not got all the picture, but, Stanley?
It was a big cruise line, I think.
Yes.
4,000 people on it.
Yes.
Went into a side of the island as well, I think. I don't know.
That's right. All those people there, and some of us love cruising, we know that there, so hands over ears listening to this story at the minute here. But it went too close to this island off the coast of Italy. And so what was under the water that it hit? What did it hit under there? Under the, on the ocean, Grace? A rock. A rock, which everybody knew was there. Everybody knew this island. Captains on ships should know about these things. But on this occasion, for reasons not entirely clear, but the picture sort of emerges and there's going to be a trial, this particular ship hit those rocks, got too close into the island, and how did the boat finish up? Morley.
It
sunk a bit, but the photographs, have you seen the paper on the television, Stanley? It's right on its side, isn't it? Huge ship, and sadly with loss of life, but most people escaped, were glad to be able to report, but ended up on its side. Desperate. And there, the island, and the people look out, and there's this great big passenger liner on its side. And who, particularly, is being investigated for this, Molly?
The captain.
What was he doing? Coming so close to an island where they all knew there were rocks. Usually the boat, I think, a couple of miles out there, but there are various stories circulating as to why he came in, but he did. And there it was, hit the rocks, the boat capsized. And then, why was the captain also in a little bit of, let's say, hot water? What else did he not do as captain, as we understand it? What does the captain usually do if your boat's sort of in trouble and sinking? Molly?
He didn't make sure everybody was okay.
We understand. He didn't make sure everybody was okay. And that he was whisked away to safety. And there are people still on his ship, as we understand it. And as the captain, he should have remained on the vessel till he was certain and sure that everything that could be done had been done before he's then, if you will, the last man off. But seemingly not. He was sitting there with a mug of cocoa or something while still this rescue act was having to take place. Doesn't, I have to say. I'm not the jury on this case or the judge, and this poor man may have mitigating circumstances, I don't know, but it doesn't look too brilliant for him. Various failures as a captain. Because those who are being led by a captain should have full confidence in him that he knows what he's doing and that he's competent and that he'll get you where you need to be going. The Lord Jesus is called the captain of our salvation. The captain of our salvation. Why do you think he's called that? Stanley?
Because he leads the way to our salvation. Sort of like a captain of the world.
He does. He leads the way. When it comes to salvation, taking us from where we are, sin and death and then the misery of that, and then taking us safely to heaven, he's the captain. He knows the way. He's the man for this. He's the authority. Anything about salvation, that's him. We can't save ourselves. We're sinners. We can't rescue ourselves. But he can. And he is so different, I'm afraid, from our captain of the Costa Concordia, this boat that capsized. First of all, our captain, the captain of our salvation, when we're aboard with him, he isn't going to take us into the rocks. He isn't going to take some risk with us and see it all end in disaster like that. He will take us through the safest passage. He knows all the dangers, where the devil's lurking, where he would wish to undermine us, where we could do damage to ourselves because of some of our habits and sins. And he steers us safely through all of the dangers. Your vessel won't end up capsized. He won't, if you've trusted in him, he won't suddenly go, oh, what a mistake I've made. I've come too close. Oh, it's a disaster there. And this captain, he stays with his people. When there is perhaps some danger ahead, when there is some difficulty for them, he's not sort of saying, sorry, I'm off now. He stays with you, sticks close by. He's at the helm and he knows the way that he's taking. So, the captain of our salvation, you can have full confidence in him. He's not going to get you into danger there. He's not going to ruin your passage to heaven. He's going to get you there. And when for you perhaps the going does get tough, when there is some difficulty ahead, he's not going to then say, over to you, I'm leaving now. He's going to remain with you all the way because he loves his people. He's not going to desert them. I don't know what this captain had in his mind there when he disappeared off the scene as seemingly as quick as possible there. But the Lord Jesus, that's never in his thought or in his mind. So, trust in him, the captain of your salvation. Trust in him for a good voyage and safe arrival at our desired haven of heaven. You believe in him for everlasting life, but there is a captain who takes full responsibility and who will never let you down or desert you.